Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's good to see all of you this morning. We're so glad that you're here, and we want to welcome all of you. And today we finish up our series that we've been doing on clinging to hope. And so we'll be talking a little bit more about that later on. But we're glad that you're here today. We'll be sharing at the table a little later on and receiving of the grace of the Lord. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it today. So it's good to see all of you. We're going to welcome those that may be listening online later this week. And as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. Are you hungry for a word of hope? Are you yearning to see the blessing of God? Are you ready to witness the power of God? Come, let us worship this morning. Well, let's begin there by turning in your hymn books if you want to. 58, Rejoice, the Lord is King, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Gracious God, bless our time together as we worship you and cling to our hope in you. Guide us as your body, that we might be your hands and feet in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So used to saying we pray after that. Oh, I'm going to invite our kids to come down. Come on down. You're the next contestants, huh? The price is right. You want to have
chance to win a new car? Then you can jump up and down the screen like the contestants do on the show. How's it going? Yeah. Okay, I know I should ask this next week, but I'm going to maybe just say something today. I'll probably say something more next week, too. So, does anybody have something you're going to be doing at the fair here in a couple of weeks? Maybe taking some animals or maybe going to do something? I know Brent is. Aaron is too? Good. Yeah. I know you guys, don't you guys usually go and do the pig scramble? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. So, and so everybody, you know, you maybe get to go out there and ride rides and see your friends do something. But, yeah. So there's lots of doors out at the fair. There's doors to the barn. In the last year or so, there was a door that I would always, when I came in the mornings, I would park in the parking lot at the fairgrounds, and I'd walk back towards the sheep barn. And I would cut through this one barn, and I can't think of which one it is. It's right there close to where the camper trailers always are for pork farmers. What's that barn there?
Merchant's
Building, yes, thank you. And there was some of the mornings I went out there. It was closed. And it wasn't just closed, but it was like locked. I couldn't get through there. And that was always my cut through. So I had to walk all the way around the building. And it took me 2 minutes longer.
Try out for some of those teams.
And Chase tried out one time for a certain baseball team and didn't make it. You know, he was up your age or maybe a little bit older, somewhere in there. And so when doors close, it's not fun. Sometimes doors close in our lives and, why? Why can't I? Come on, please. Have you ever done that? It's hard. It's hard as a teacher sometimes when little kids say, please, Mr. Egbert. Please. It's hard to say no. Thank God that God oftentimes says yes. Most of the time says yes. But sometimes God says no. At one time God said no, and it led Paul, Timothy, and Silas to a different region in Greece. You know where Greece is? In Europe? Southern Europe? No, probably not. Anyways, and you know what? When they went there, they didn't know why God had closed the other door and brought them there. So they went out to a place just thinking they were going to pray. And you know what happened? When they got there, all these women were there, and they started talking with them. Well, one of the women was a lady named Lydia. You see her name right up there? One of those women was Lydia, a Gentile God worshiper. Gentile means she wasn't Jewish. Okay? And you know what happened? She heard the good news about Jesus from Paul, and she got baptized. In fact, her whole household got baptized. Well, notice what it says up there. She is from the city of Thyatira. Thyatira is a town in Asia Minor. Remember I said Paul and Timothy and Silas, they were heading to Asia when God closed the door and said no. And they went here to this area of Macedonia, and they went to a town called Philippi. And the reason God brought them there was for Lydia. Lydia. Why? Because God had something he wanted to do in that country, region of Macedonia. But God, when God said no to in Asia, she went back to Thyatira and made a difference there. Sometimes we don't always know why mom and dad says no. They might be saying no because they want to protect you, or they don't want any harm to come to you, or maybe other reasons. Sometimes they tell you, and that's a good thing. Sometimes they don't. They just say no. And you'll have that happen in all throughout life. But just remember, God is always guiding our steps. Just like God was guiding Paul, Timothy, and Silas. So sometimes closed doors can be good. Okay, you can go on downstairs.
As we go to our time of prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share with us this morning. Somebody would like to start? Row in the back. Okay, unspoken. Someone else?
They operated on her and they're hoping they don't.
Okay. Sorry, I'm getting some of that written down. All right, somebody else. Yes. Okay. Somebody else this morning. Yep. She said something to me a few weeks ago. That was about the last time we saw her here. Yeah, I'll have to give her a call. Somebody else. Yep.
I know Jacob walked on our monthly list, but this week she tripped on her oxygen cord and fell and banged herself up pretty bad.
Okay, we'll have to remember her this morning. Somebody else? Anybody else?
Jim. Who? Jim.
Who?
Jim.
Oh, yeah, they're all in the list there in the bulletin. Yeah, so we want to remember Jim in our prayers. As many of you know, he fell and busted up pretty good. He seemed to be doing real well when I saw him this week. But they did move him to Pickle Manor for like 14 days of rehab to try to get him a little bit stronger. And so we want to remember him. Don, as you know, I shared, went through the surgery and that all went well. He came home and he's been home this last week, maybe just a little longer than that. But I talked to him this week and he said that they're going to put him in, I thought he said, Miami Valley Hospital rehab, where he'll get more continuous daily rehab to get strength back in his legs. Because when he was laid up after that back surgery, they just didn't work him. So because of everything going on. So he says, I feel great, but he goes, I just have no strength in my legs at all. So he's going to be going in for that. So we want to remember Don in our prayers. We want to remember Priscilla, and I'm hoping she is doing better. When I had talked to her, she said she was starting to feel better. She didn't cough hardly at all on the phone, which was a good thing, especially with double pneumonia. But we want to continue praying for her and her recovery. We want to remember Matt in our prayers, who is having, I think, heart surgery, maybe this week. I'm not sure yet on that. That is Jeannie Marlowe and Steve's friend that they know with the heart surgery there. Christina and Elizabeth was the ones that were shared last week. That both their sisters and they both have breast cancer. And so we want to remember them and we'll be moving them to the monthly. And so we want to remember them. Jody has not heard anything yet. So the door seems to be shut right now. We don't all know what's going on there. And so that's made both of us a little more anxious here in the last few days. I appreciate your prayers there regarding a job. And I think those are the main ones that I had. Is there anybody else this morning before we move on to prayer? Yes. Okay, yeah, we want to definitely remember her in our prayers for Allison and the liver shutting down. So, yeah. Someone else? Anybody else? Yeah. Yes, thank you for that. Yes. Yeah, I did the funeral for them and... yeah, so definitely want to remember the Groves family in our prayers. Anybody else then? All right. Well, we have several there this morning on our list, and some of those come to your mind. You might lift them up if you have your own prayers. prayer needs or someone you know that you couldn't mention and you want to whisper them to the Lord during that time she plays, just encourage you to do that, and I'll come and close out. Today, we want to say how grateful we are for your presence in our lives. We're thankful that you are the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way, and that you are able to meet needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Thank you for your presence with us in this place. Thank you that we have the privilege to be able to set aside some time each week to worship you, to gather as the body of Christ. And now as we join together to pray, Lord, we join our faith together and reach out to you and ask your touch for those that have been mentioned today. Lord, we lift up Brooklyn today and Ellen's mom, Lord, today, and for Beth and for Don this morning and Jean and for Jim and Priscilla and Matt, Christina and Elizabeth, God. Lord, we just ask that you would minister to each one of these and the needs there that's going on, those that are going in for surgery, those that might need a miracle right now. Lord, we just ask that you would make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, we ask, lift up Jody, Lord, that you would open up that door for her, that right door for that job. And we just ask that you will just guide there and direct and lead. Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs that were mentioned, the two, and maybe there was others that were offered up during the time of music, that they prayed and joined their voices to pray for those or the need that was there that they couldn't share. God, we just ask and join with them and ask that you would move and meet in that situation or situations, however that may be. Lord, we lift up the Gross family today. We think about Albert, God. Lord, we just ask for your comfort, your peace, and your grace for them, for him and for the family, Lord, that you would be with them. Lord, we continue to pray for our nation. We continue to pray for peace in our world where conflict and war and violence and all of that seem to be the norm for so many in places. God, we ask that there would be a ceasing of hostilities and there would be ways of reducing the conflict and bringing resolution in difficult situations there. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us today. Thank you for this time together that we can worship. We ask that you would bless our time in your word today as we finish our series. Thank you that you are the God of hope. and that we can cling to you and trust in you no matter what we're facing in life. And Lord, as we come to the time of the table, Lord, as we share of the bread and drink of the cup, may your presence, Jesus, fill us. May your grace fill us, that we might be your ambassadors, that we might be your people in this world who make a difference in the lives of others. Thank you so much for hearing us today. Thank you for meeting the needs of your people that we lifted up. As we ask this now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for taking time to pray with us this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. And we thank God for God's faithfulness in our lives. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there in our bulletin for the prayer of dedication. Father, with thanks, we give this offering so blessing may come to your church and beyond. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is Acts, and I'm just going to reread what we looked at last week. And so we're going to be in Acts 16, verses 6 through 15. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia because the Holy Spirit kept them from speaking the word in the province of Asia. When they approached the province of Mysia, they tried to enter the province of Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus wouldn't let them. Passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas instead. A vision of a man from Macedonia came to Paul during the night. He stood urging Paul, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Immediately he saw the vision, and we prepared to leave for the province of Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We sailed from Troas straight to Samothrace and came to Neapolis the following day. From there, we went to Philippi, a city of Macedonia's first district in a Roman colony. We stayed in that city several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gates to the riverbank, where we thought there might be a place for prayer. We sat down and began to talk with the women who had gathered. One of those women was Lydia, a Gentile God worshiper from the city of Thyatira, a dealer in purple cloth. As she listened, the Lord enabled her to embrace Paul's message. Once she and her household were baptized, she urged, "Now that you have decided that I am a believer in the Lord, come and stay in my house." And she persuaded us. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, I know you've heard this one before, but I'm going to share it. A little boy in church was there for the first time, and he was watching what was going on during the service. And as he was watching the ushers pass around offering plates, he started to think about that. When they came near the pew where he was sitting, the boy said loudly, "Don't pay for me, Daddy. I'm under 5. I want to finish what I had started last week talking about when God closes a door. And last week, as we considered God's closed doors are never accidental, but they are acts of grace in our lives, we considered 2 points last week. So those of you that missed, here's my summary. God may close good doors even when we are doing what God has called us to do, for good may not be God's best in a situation. That's the first thing. Second thing I talked about is closed doors require trust in God. When they close, sometimes we just simply change directions. Why? Because faith follows God even when we don't understand. And so today we're going to look at the last 2 points that I want to talk about. And these two are simple enough, but sometimes when we're in the midst of it, we forget about it. So here's number 3. God may close doors for now. For now. And when you think about that, I want you to think about it in this way. At first, things may not make sense, but eventually they may. And notice I said they may. Because sometimes God does not always make everything known. Sometimes it's just life. But it is a good thing when you look back and see how God shut doors to think, wow, man, I'm really glad God shut that door back then. And it could have been years ago. Paul thought Asia was next. He thought that's where they were traveling. But the Spirit stopped them and redirected them, and they ended up in Troas. And that night, Paul had a vision. Come over to Macedonia and help us. Well, they realized that God was leading them to Macedonia in a total different direction. And here's what I want you to see about that. God wasn't saying no. God was saying, not here, not now. Have you ever had that happen in your life? You were really praying about something and you wanted it to happen now. And maybe it happened 3 or 4 years later. Or months later. Well, however that worked out for you. Sometimes that often happens in our lives. Now, sometimes we just maybe are unaware or don't think about it. But God may be working, and I will say more about that in a minute, in our lives constantly when sometimes we're unaware. And why is that? Well, here's the other thing I want you to see. God's plans are always bigger. Or we could say it this way. God's plans are always bigger than ours. From Troas, they sailed and arrived in the province of Macedonia in Greece. And Paul tells us Luke tells us in Acts that they went to Philippi. Well, Philippi, when they got there in Macedonia, they had to travel inland to get to Philippi. Now, if you don't know what Philippi is, if you've ever opened up your New Testament to Paul's letter to the Philippians, that is the church at Philippi. That's who he wrote that to. And so they went inland to Philippi, and it says that the next day, they just thought, hey, let's go find a place to pray. And when they got there, they met these women that were all there. And they just struck up a conversation with these women. And one of them was named Lydia. Lydia of Thyatira. Thyatira is in Asia Minor. What was the place that they thought, that Paul thought they were to go next? Asia. Isn't it unique to see the way God works in situations? Sometimes when God closes doors and leads us in a different direction to bring us here, what we may have thought might happen, something else may be going on. And in this case, it was Lydia and her household that was converted and baptized and believed the good news. And you know, eventually, sooner or later, she had to go home. And that influence went in to Asia. Now, if you don't know your New Testament real well, in the book of Revelation, one of the churches that John writes a letter to concerning his vision in the book of Revelation is Thyatira. And so you begin to see connections, how God was leading. Now, you might be saying, and I can just see you right now thinking, my life is not that important. I'm looking at some of your faces right now. You might be thinking, I'm not that important in all this grand scheme. You may be. You may be. And how God leads your life may be very significant in who you come in contact with. I, in a million years, never thought when I came here that I would be a substitute teacher in the school systems. But Carla and Rhea, right after I got here, said, "You ought to sign up and be a sub." I just met at Judy Gross's funeral yesterday, didn't even know that one of Albert's grandson was a young man that I had at Miami East High School. And he always came and talked to me almost every day when he would see me. Well, not every day, but whenever I was there. And the interaction. And him and I were talking yesterday. And you just never know why God puts you in places where you are. Or leads your life. And everything that happened was part of a much bigger plan than just Paul, Timothy, and Silas thinking, let's just go over here to pray. Because what they thought was just going to a place of prayer turned into a far greater thing. Because when the gospel went into Macedonia, it was starting to touch Europe. Now, we didn't call it Europe, but it was that far western side of the Roman Empire. And the gospel was starting to get into what we today call Europe. Paul saw some women. God saw a province that eventually included a continent. Paul saw a mission trip. God saw generations of churches. Ephesians 3:20 tells us this, or maybe I should say reminds us of this. God does exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God may close doors for now, but you never know what's all going on. Fourth thing is God works while we wait. I don't know why every time I say that line, and as I was typing it the other day, I thought of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. That says, we whistle while we work. We whistle while we work. Do, 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 do. I don't know why that does that. Maybe that'll help you to think about that God works while we wait. Because closed doors always involve waiting. Jody and I are facing that right now. The other day I was driving somewhere and I started crying in the car saying, God, I don't understand what's going on. This is driving me bonkers because I have no control over anything. And I'm like, I need you to work in this situation. Because waiting has always been a part of God's process of opening and closing doors. And it's never easy. Let me just share about that. Abraham waited. Sarah, his wife, waited. Jacob waited. Rachel waited. Joseph waited. Moses waited. Ruth waited. Hannah, who couldn't get pregnant, waited. David waited. And Jesus waited. And guess what? Paul and Silas had to wait that whole time traveling on that ship that went from where they thought they were going to enter Asia to get over to Troas. And then to Philippi. From Troas, I looked this up, from Troas to Philippi is a 2-day journey of 130 miles. Waiting. Why is that important? Waiting is when God does the deepest work in us. Why was I crying driving in the car? Because God was doing something in my heart. I was having to let go of control. I was going to have to trust God and let God take care of this situation. Is it easy? Nope. Is it fun? Nope. Were you so used to getting things instantly today? Waiting develops faith. Waiting teaches dependence on God. Waiting reminds us we are not in control. We might think God is inactive because we can't see anything happening. That's where my mind wanted to go to. But I had to tell myself otherwise. But God works behind the scenes while we're waiting. And here's the last part I want you to get out of this. Don't mistake delays for God's denial. Don't mistake delays for God's denial. We will always face delays in all kinds of things in life. And you understand that. You've been through it. You know what that is about. But sometimes it's easy to think that God is denying us something, or God doesn't care, or something like that. But I want to remind you of a passage out of the book of Revelation that's talking about Christ speaking to one of the churches there in Revelation chapter 3. And here's what it says. These are the words of the one who is holy and true, who has the key of David. Whatever he opens, no one can shut. And whatever he shuts, no one can open. These words change everything. If God opens a door, there's a reason. If God closes a door, there's a reason. Lydia and her household converted. That conversion in Philippi eventually brought the gospel to Asia and then even on beyond that. And here's what I want you to hear this morning. That means no person, no delays, no waiting, no employer, no diagnosis, no rejection has the final word. Christ holds the key. And there's another one where it says he holds the key of life and death. He has the final say, and guess what? We are in his hands. Okay, think back over your life. There are probably doors you desperately wanted to be opened. At times, it felt devastating when they closed. But looking back, you can see God's fingerprints, wisdom, leading, and protection. Paul never reached Asia on that journey, but Lydia did. And in the process, the gospel entered Europe. Churches were planted, lives were transformed, history changed. All because God said no before go. We cling to hope because Christ still holds the key. He never forgets us. He never abandons us. He is directing our steps. Cling to him and keep clinging to hope. Amen. Amen. Well, let's prepare our hearts this morning to share in communion. And like we always do, we usually prepare ourselves with our thanksgiving and confession. And so let me bring that up for you this morning. And if you'd like to pray along with us as we pray together this morning in unison, we're going to offer up our thanksgiving and confession to God this morning. So let's pray. God of hopes and dreams, we are hungry for what is right. We are empty and long to be filled. We are hungry and long to be fed. We are lost and long to be found. Heal our brokenness through the eating of this bread and the sharing of this cup. Gather us in your love. and pick up the pieces of our lives that nothing may be lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We prayed that prayer this morning. I pray that the God of hopes and dreams will move in your life and work in your life in different ways. When we face things in life, it drains us. It brings us down. And we feel like we're empty inside. And we need all that God has for us. And thank God, He is the God who picks up the pieces along the way and continues with us with grace and wholeness. Thank God for that. Receive that this morning. Receive that as you take of the bread and of the cup this morning. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask the deacons and deaconesses who are going to be helping us out this morning if they would gather and prepare to make their way forward as we share at the table. All are welcome to join with us this morning. And here we go. All right. On that night in which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread, he gave thanks and broke it. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. Later, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we're proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." We'll take just a moment. Just turn around there with a few people close by and shake hands. And then we will close out with our little chorus there to end the service this morning. It's been years since we've sung it. It's an old chorus, but I'll try to lead us out. We'll sing it through twice. Hopefully you'll be able to pick it up on the second round there. Sometimes hallelujah, sometimes praise the Lord, sometimes benediction. Beloved of God, we are blessed. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in Him, so we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.